On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Well, give us a double scoop today, Fabian Fanboy. Good morning.
A double scoop?
A double scooper?
Triple, you got
a
scoop.
Triple scooper? With, oh, yum, just in time for summer. Oh, with a flake.
Well, it's a somber day.
It's a somber day. A Marine or ex-army guy shot up a bar. 12 people died, I believe.
Yeah, just over in the valley, not terribly far away from where I am in Thousand Oaks. Very disturbing. 12 people dead. What do you think? Do movies matter in a moment like this?
It must have been a full-on week for a gentleman New Zealander living in the country of the United States.
It has been. It really has been. Yeah. And but I guess life, you know, we push forward. Sorry. It's just.
No. I was expecting a somber response this morning. For people who don't know, it was a guy just basically walked into a bar and shot it up, and 12 people died, and it was a ex-US Army, is that right? And known to have him, you know,
they're not 100% sure that part's confirmed.
That he was ex-army, I think.
Well, maybe it has been.
And with no mental issues.
He was a former Marine, apparently.
Yeah.
Is that somewhere you've been before?
I haven't been to that bar, but Thousand Oaks is not a million miles away. It was a college bar. It was young people, for the most part, between 20 and 26, who were killed, including a police officer who was not that young. But, just all very worrisome. But I guess we should address which movies are coming out in New Zealand this week, because there are lots of them.
Well, it's the season, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a New Zealand film called Vermilion, which looks quite interesting, starring Jennifer Ward Leland, who always does a good job. Very intrigued to see that.
What's that about?
Suspiria, which we've been... she plays a woman who's trying to reconnect with her daughter, and she has synesthesia, and it's about her female friendships, and I haven't seen it. Suspiria, which we've been talking about for a few weeks, is out today, finally.
What sort of person should go and see that?
I don't think films are for any one kind of person.
It's not a family film, though, so is it? It's not that sort of thing. It's not one you go and see with the kids at school.
Definitely not for children, no.
No.
It's pretty full-on and pretty gory at times and very unsettling, very... off-putting at times. I wasn't enjoying myself for the first half of this film. I was like, I knew I was seeing something significant, but it was an unpleasant experience. And then it all came together beautifully in a really messed up final hour that I was dazzled by. Maybe slightly open mind going into this one. Don't expect everything to be laid out too specifically, and you'll have a great time. There's a World War One film out called Journey's End. There's a World War Two film out called Overlord. Journey's End is a somber drama. Overlord is a crazy genre film. Cliff Richard's 60th anniversary world tour concert movie.
Cliff Richard's 60th anniversary world tour concert movie. He is such a goer, isn't he?
Yeah, still cracking on, old Cliff. On his summer holiday. But also out this week is The Girl in the Spider's Web, which is a kind of reboot of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Like a reboot or a carry on the story?
Well, it's an English language one that is an adaptation of the fourth book, which was published after Skier Glasson's death. It's a new actor playing Elizabeth Salander. It's Claire Foy from The Queen. And so, sort of a sequel to the Rooney Mara, David Fincher one, but also kind of a slight reboot,
right?
I believe. Also, speaking of Order of Wonders, also that Peter Jackson colorized documentary thing, They Shall Not Grow Old, which looks amazing.
Does look amazing too. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Is it? Is it
screened in America yet?
I was going to ask whether it was going to screen over there, because I mean, I know it's getting quite heralded in Britain, isn't it, at the moment? Good thing.
Yeah, I haven't heard specific plans about it screening here, but I'm going to presume it will. I'm really excited to see it. And so, yeah, two World War One films out in theatres this week in New Zealand.
Big week.
Yeah, that's about it from my perspective. Hey, guess who I'm interviewing tomorrow? I'm so weirded out by it. I don't know how I'm going to react.
Oh, no.
Kim fucking Kardashian.
Are you? Oh, that's going to be
so disdainful of her, but I just know that I'm going to feel sycophantic and impressed when I meet her.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Creating
my hypocrisy.
I can't imagine it'll be the most the deepest of conversations. Surely, what are you interviewing her for?
She's promoting her E show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Two of her sisters will be there as well.
Oh, full Kardashian.
Courtney and Khloe. I don't quite know how to anticipate that one.
Let us into what your first question's going to be. Because you're a professional. I know that you would have thought that out already. You would have already settled. You haven't settled on that.
Conversation. No. It's I'm going to sense the room. It's a conversation. I don't have a first question lined up yet.
But do you have a question? You must have something you really want to know. Like, how come you guys talk like there aren't seven cameras around when there's obviously seven cameras around? That sort of thing.
Yeah, no, I probably won't be taking that tenor.
What about? How come you people think that that anyone would be interested in the banal tripe that you? Oh no, don't say that. That's not going to work. No.
No.
I really don't like them at all. I don't know. I've never met them. Can't say I don't like them. I just think it's the stupidest thing.
I think it's good that you're not interviewing them, because I feel like asking them what kind of tribe would be bad.
Have you watched that show?
I have watched the show.
They'll do 15 minutes on whether they should put a new oven in or not. And then they'll come
and
back to it.
What was the outcome?
I didn't watch the outcome. Oh. I don't care. And I'm more worried about Kanye, actually. I don't think it's best for him to be around that family. Do you? You can't ask that question anyway, can you? Well, look, I'll leave it to you, Fabian. Yeah. Okay, I think you've done it. What was it like interviewing the guys who did the Queen movie? Have I spoken to you since then? You were just about to do it, I think.
I have not interviewed those people.
Oh, I thought you were going to.
You're talking about.
I thought you were interviewing Rami Malek.
Yeah, I don't quite remember Fabian saying that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it must be a different Hollywood reporter. I swear to. All right. Well, just my bung brains. Okay, all the best to you, Fabian Fanboy. Have a wonderful weekend, my friend. Love you very much. You will have a great day and stay safe, please.
Cheers, Mike. See you soon. Have a good one.
Good day.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.